Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of AFS. I'm still your host, Mo Stewart, and we are having shows thick and fast at this time of year. I told you that we're hot off the heels of the Rugby League Grand Final and just before the start of the new NBA season. It's time to talk about the Cricket World Cup. Now, some of you have been asking where this show has been because the tournament is in full swing, but it's a long old tournament, so it felt like it was maybe a little bit wiser to let everyone play a few times and then come in with the hot takes rather than looking ridiculous in a month's time. Two people who are never afraid of looking ridiculous, Phil Blundell and Mike Kearney are here with me. Phil, I'll start with you. I mean, my enjoyment for this World Cup is more than just the fact that there's a game on every day for 6 weeks, but a lot of it is partly that. And the way that we've kind of lucked out with the tournament being in India, the games are kind of like from morning to afternoon. So if you happen to have a spare day, then it's perfect.
Yeah, it's the best, probably the best time zone for it, I think. I remember a couple of years ago, it'd be, 8 years ago, was it? It was in Australia, and you'd sort of, like, it was Australia, New Zealand, wasn't it? And you'd sort of get start of some games in New Zealand, then you go to bed, and then you'd sort of wake up, and there'd be, like, the back end of a day night in Australia, and it was like, I know they've got to have it down there sometimes, but I'd much prefer it if it was in either our time zone or India. I think India's probably the best one for it because it's a little bit more ahead and it finishes before you're in your evening. It starts while you're awake. Like for me, it's great. I can sort of stick it on when I start work and it's finishing when I finish work. So it's fantastic background sport and it's been good so far.
It has been really good. And you're right, it is very much a background sport. I do still struggle whenever there's new people come into my life and I try to explain to them my love of cricket, and their instant reaction is of the length and of boringness. But Mike, I'll bring you in on this point. It's the thing about cricket can be an all-day sport, but the ebbs and flows, you can never really predict when or where they're going to come. So that, like, kind of tension and excitement is always there under the surface.